It's Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station. Loser Line in a couple of minutes on the show. Your Flush Four-Man Friday picks all morning long. So, for better or worse, it is entertaining. Really enjoy it. But a lot of times we'll be doing something on the show and, you know, there's a side conversation that does involve the singlehood of Amy. And it just sort of happens naturally. It comes up quite a bit, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
And when that happens, I think it stirs the birth of an idea in some people's heads that, wait a second, I too am without love. And boy, she seems pretty great. And so then what happens is every once in a while we get a real interesting message on social media or at Y94.com that's, for all intents and purposes, essentially a love letter to Amy. And we like to feature those when we get them in a segment we call, quite appropriately, Love Letters to Amy. So you didn't see this one on Facebook yesterday?
I have yet to see this one. All I saw is we got a text, someone asking for my Snapchat.
Presumably just based off the content of this, I'm thinking it might be the same guy. This is signed Craig, so I guess you could say you made Craig's list. Congratulations. It says, hi, Playhouse. I often hear about the single life adventures of Amy Kay. And I think I once heard someone express romantic interest in her on your show. And I think she possibly sarcastically expressed interest in people reaching out if they thought they'd be a good fit for her. You did do that.
I mean, we came up with an idea. We also came up with me becoming a pen pal with a prisoner.
Also,
do we all come up with the best ideas? No.
No, no. She says, well, consider me one of those people. I'm a 32-year-old man, and I like a lot of the same things that Amy seems to like, I think. I enjoy hot dogs. I don't eat much else because they're easy to make. I eat them both cold and bunless, but occasionally pop them in the microwave for 45 seconds or so. I don't like to make them in water because the water is very potent, strong smelling, and makes my apartment smell. I also wear Crocs and wear them in winter months as well. Sometimes with socks and sometimes sockless.
Listen, Crocs with socks rock.
So far, I'd say this is a good fit.
I mean, except for the fact that he eats raw hot dogs.
It's occasionally.
It's just like eating some deli meat.
I tried raw hot dogs once this summer, and I got sick.
Craig says, I don't know if Amy enjoys Fortnite, but I'd be willing to show her the way. If she doesn't like it, please don't hold it against me, but I do play a couple times a week and would like someone who's also open to investing time in building a reputation among the Fortnite community. I'd like to snap some photos.
Oh, wait, sorry. There's the community of Fortnite.
I don't know.
All the players, you know.
Wow. This is my girlfriend.
Are you open to developing some Fortnite clout?
I hate Fortnite.
So that would be the first negative of the thing.
That is the first negative. Yeah. I think maybe the raw hot dogs.
But you have a hot dog tattooed on you, don't you?
In a bun. And I think it was boiled in water.
She doesn't like raw dogs.
No.
He would never eat your last hot dog bun.
That's true.
That's
but
a
he
win.
Would eat the last hot dog, and then I'd be left with just a bun.
And you guys could share Crocs.
Yeah.
What size do you think I wear?
He concludes, I like to snap some photos if that's okay, but I'll wait to gauge the interest when I listen to your show. I'm not the best looking, but I'd say I'm also not the worst. I'm somewhere in the average to just below average range. Craig,
I appreciate it. And I'll have to buy you a pack of hot dogs.
But?
It's the holiday season, and I just want to be alone this winter.
Why did you just offer? Okay, that's leading him on because you just offered to buy this guy a pack of hot dogs. Do you want to go on a date with him or not?
I do not want to go on a date with Craig.
What? You're buying him gifts already.
I'm not going to really buy him a pack of hot dogs. I said it to be nice.
Wow.
That's she let really him got
I'll leave $2 in an envelope outside for him. Oscar Mayer can't be that expensive.
Well, tell you what, Craig. I don't know if you can snap them to Amy directly because she seems not super excited about it. But if you want to snap them to either Y94 Official or Y94 Playhouse on Snapchat, Jamie and I would happily. I would really like. I need a face to this.
I mean, I would like to see the face too.
Do you think that there's a face where you'd be like, you know what? I will buy you some.
But this guy's just like super, super hot.
By the way, he described himself.
Yeah, but everyone feels a little like they don't over.
No, I think I over-exaggerate on myself.
He might be modest. Maybe he's just a humble dude. I think Craig seems like a straight shooter.
Maybe
really
listen, Chris
Craig.
Hemsworth.
When he said we had a lot in common, I thought he was going to say he likes to drink beer.
That, yeah, there's nothing about alcohol on there whatsoever. He just talks about hot dogs and Crocs and then kind of goes
Fortnite,
on to...
And Fortnite, when I hate Fortnite. Fortnite.
Was that the deal breaker? Is that where he lost you?
Yeah.
Still send us the pictures, please.
Please send us the pictures.
Yeah.
Give us a snap. Y94 official.
Yeah, Y94 Snapchat or Y94 Facebook. Yeah. Y94 Instagram.
We'd like to take a look. So lose a line in a couple. Hang on.
Today, we're flushing the format.
Repeat like a deja vu.
It's Flush the Format Friday.
Woo, I love it.
Y94.